Long icicles dangle under a block of snow piled on top of Stan Savland's home in Juneau's Lemon Creek neighborhood. Savland and his son knocked a piano-sized chunk of snow and ice off his roof with a steel bar this week.
At least 500 pounds.
He says warming from the attic created an ice dam that blocked the snow from sliding off his metal roof. He estimates more than 3 feet of ice and snow teetered above his fuel tank. So he took matters into his own hands.
So we put some protection by the oil tank, and it basically bounced off the protection and then bounced out and hit me in the leg and knocked me down. But we were expecting, I mean, we were trying to knock it down, and we accomplished our goal, but kind of got caught in the crossfire a little bit.
Savlin brushed off concern about his injury, but was noticeably limping. Now he advises caution if you have a dangerous amount of snow. He says anything that can keep you off the roof is probably a good idea, like a snow rake. Or he's also seen roofers advertising snow removal.
I think they said like a 50 cents a square foot, so 1,000 square feet would be $500 to clear a roof, but could be well worth it.
Down the road in Mendenhall Valley, friends and neighbors started calling Nate Geary to ask about the weight of snow load on their houses. He's an engineer for the state. And since he has the safety equipment on hand, Geary scaled his roof and cut out a 1 foot block of snow.
Yeah, and so then I just put that into a container and weighed it on a bathroom scale.
The snow block from his roof weighed 42 pounds, getting pretty close to the limit of what his roof can support. His block was nearly 3 feet thick. At that point, he recommends getting up there and shoveling it off, if you can do it safely.
At a minimum, I think people should use a snow rake to clear the overhangs of the roof, since that's the weakest part of the structure.
Juneau City Manager Rory Watt says this has been the most intense snow pileup in his 3 decades in Juneau, but he doesn't want people to panic about snow on their rooftops.
I would generally caution people to be careful and not overreact.
He says if there are signs that the roof is taking too much weight, people might want to shovel it off, but...
But I also worry about people climbing on their roofs in, 0 degree weather and high winds.
He says that city code is for roofs to withstand 50 pounds per square foot, but old code was 40 pounds per square foot. He says most buildings are probably built to that lower rating, and buildings with flat roofs are especially susceptible. It's not just Juneau laboring under heavy snow. Yakutat residents teamed up to clear the school roof this week, and Haines' Avalanche Center warned that local snowpack weighed up to 57 pounds per foot and could crush structures. National Weather Service meteorologist Greg Spahn says this isn't the snowiest winter Southeast Alaska has ever seen, though snow accumulations at the Juneau Airport are nearly double the average for this time of year.
What's made this winter in part stand out in so many places is that the snow hasn't been able to melt after each system.
A system is just a storm.
So we have one system, it drops snow, a lot of that snow stays, another system drops snow on top of that, and so on and so forth, until eventually all that accumulated snow starts to become a real problem and a real hassle.
That's what's happening this week. Juneau is running out of snow storage downtown and has blown through its snow removal budget already, according to the borough. Another significant snowstorm is coming this weekend, after several days of truly frigid temperatures. Spahn says the good news is that temperatures may bounce back up above freezing after that. But more snow and warming temperatures could add even more weight on rooftops. With reporting from Rasha McChesney, I'm Claire Strempel for KTOO.